Whoa. Whoa. I think it actually works. My legs just went to feeling like they're 2 tons heavier.
Okay, now let's put it back on again.
Oh my God. It works. It works. I finally reviewed something that works.
Today's the day we merge with the machines. I've always wanted to become the Borg. Resistance is futile. So we got the Hypershell Mountain Exoskeleton. I seen this thing on an Instagram ad and I just had to have it. So this is not a sponsored video. I bought this. I figured there's gotta be some prepping utility to this. Maybe I gotta walk long distances, carry a bunch of people or deer or a moose or something. So for that, we need technology.
Technology. Is it good or is it whack?
So this is the Hypershell Exoskeleton. Nice box, nice packaging. And it's got a neat little foam case. I've never seen something like this. It looks like recycled materials or something, but pretty sturdy. Let's open it up, see what we got in here. Well, there we go. So this is the unit. It's got a pretty nice build quality to it. It feels like it's well made despite being lightweight. So you're gonna put this on and it's gonna allow you to carry large loads, long distances, jump over tall buildings, beat the shit out of people and do all that great stuff that you wanna do. So we got 3 batteries. This is the dock they give you. It can charge up to 4 batteries by the looks of things. And definitely not stable. Potentially backbag a few of these. I guess this is gonna enable you to go further. 800 watts maximum power, AI-based motion engine, 30 kilograms maximum weight offset. Weighs 2 kilograms. It has a battery range of 17 kilometers. It's IP5 water resistance. Not gonna be submersible, but you can wear it in the rain, essentially. So first things first, we're gonna plug in one of our batteries here. Now I've done this once because I had to get the app already, but I don't think I did a good job of getting it all put on properly and stuff. And honestly, I'm still not sure if it's a gimmick or a gadget.
Is it good or is it whack?
I guess we're gonna find out. Strap that onto the quads. If you got thick ass quads, you're SOL. I think they could have probably provided a little bit more slack for this.
It's just like a DJI, how you turn it on, so you double tap it.
Then it activates, and then immediately it's working. This is what I do on the weekends. Remember that scene on Forrest Gump when he's dancing with Elvis? I move my hips. I don't know what it's doing, but it's doing something. Could you imagine though in the future, if you didn't pay your taxes, they would just lock you up and it would just be like, I can't move. I didn't pay my taxes. I gotta pay my taxes. Okay, I paid them. Moving again. I can go to work now to pay more taxes. So my first impressions are it actually is doing something. It's not a total gimmick, but it probably is mostly a gimmick. And I really don't know what it's doing. All right, so here we are. We're gonna test out the Hypershell today. I have a backpack with a 55-pound sandbag in it. All told, it's around 65 pounds. I'm gonna put on the Hypershell. I'm gonna see how far I can walk with the weight. This is gonna be largely a subjective experiment, but I'm gonna do my level best to give you an honest opinion of whether or not this is helping. So let's get this thing all strapped on and see what happens. Now, we gotta get that battery pack on there, which is kind of a pain in the ass to do. We can backbag a couple extra batteries. So this should give us a bit more range. Gotta turn the app on. The app is incredibly easy to use. It connects almost instantly. You can adjust the mode. So there's essentially 3 modes plus a transparent mode, which effectively shuts the machine off. Of the 3 modes, there are eco mode, hyper mode, and fitness mode. Eco mode is only gonna use a limited amount of power and assistance, allowing you to conserve your battery and use it longer. Hyper mode is gonna provide you a lot more assistance, but it's gonna drain your battery a lot faster. Both of these can fluctuate between 0 and 100%, in terms of the intensity of the assistance. There's also fitness mode. Instead of assisting, it's now resisting and helping you work your quadriceps. That too is variable between 1 and 100%.
Gives you all of your stats in terms of how far you've traveled, your range, your battery life. It's one of those apps where you just turn it on and it works right away.
So we're gonna go hyper mode, 100. There we go. All right, well, let's go try it out, see how far I make it. So here's what we have to do. It's gonna look awkward as does this look stupid?
Kinda.
When you're backpacking, you can put the weight on your shoulders or your hips. So when the weight's on your hips, a lot of that immediately goes to your legs. So what I'm trying to do is get as much of that weight on my legs as possible. As you can see, I got one roll left to lose here. Guys, I've been losing lots of weight lately. One little mini roll holding up the pack, as you can see. So I'm using it in hyper mode, which means I'm likely gonna be exhausting the battery a lot faster. Let's see how much juice we have left. So I've still got 94% left. Honestly, like I said before, I can carry this weight for long periods of time. I definitely feel the burn in my legs. It's assisting when I step forward. When I stand like this, all of the weight's on the skeleton. So I'm gonna go from hyper mode, which is full assistance, to nothing. I'm gonna see if there's a difference. Whoa, wow, wait a minute. I think it actually works. My legs just went to feeling like they're 2 tons heavier. Okay, now let's put it back on again. Oh my God, it works. It works. Wow, I finally reviewed something that works. It's still heavy, but the difference between it being on, like just look at my stride, okay? Okay, so this is with it on. Now this is with it off. It's like, I feel like a robot that just got shut down. Now let's turn it on again. My God. So I think I've discovered how it's helping. The weight of your leg, like the bone, the fat and all that stuff, it takes muscle power to lift that up. When it's not on, it takes a lot of energy to do that, right? Especially when you have a big load of weight on your back. But when you turn it on, the Hypershell takes about 50 pounds of weight, so it does that for you. So it's essentially lifting up my leg so my muscles don't have to do that. It no doubt works. There's no doubt about that. It 100% works. But the problem is the backpack. If I had a different backpack, which was not interfering and not putting downward force on this lumbar, it would resolve that constriction issue, and I think it would almost be perfect. Part of the problem with the design is the vasoconstriction in the legs. Like, if there's any play in here whatsoever, it doesn't feel like it works as well, like it doesn't offer full support. But I think it's gonna be one of those things that I have to learn how to use. And once I've learned how to use it, once I've developed the motor skills to use it, it's gonna be a lot easier to use. It's not uncomfortable, but it's there, you know, and you notice it there. So that in itself kind of restricts your movements in a way. But in terms of your range of motion, like, you know, you are gonna be limited in terms of how far you can do that. So you can't fully outstretch. So you're gonna be restricting your agility. So really it's for walking. So now I'm gonna turn on fitness mode. Fitness mode is where it actually works against you. So now it's gonna be adding even more weight. So I'm going from, this is hyper, this is nothing, which is even hard just like that. Now this is fitness, okay? Oh my God, oh no. If you guys wanna work out, if you wanna torture yourself, put it on fitness mode. They're chasing me. Zombies are everywhere. No, Nate, it's the figment of your imagination. The apocalypse isn't real. You, it's real. Okay, now let's go hyper shell mode. So in terms of why would I, as a prepper, care to review something like this? Well, you guys know I've done reviews on various types of equipment
to help me carry more gear in the field. People with mobility issues. I think if you're a first responder, paramedic, there's obvious military applications for exoskeletons. Raytheon was the first to design an exoskeleton, only that one, you could actually lift stuff up with your arms. So it was a full body suit. A lot of people like things analog, they like things simple. I totally understand that. I'm the same way, but I also don't want to be a foreigner when it comes to the future. Okay, so this is far and away one of the most exceptional pieces of tech I think we've ever reviewed. Thinking about what this technology could be and what it will be in the future. But if we don't destroy ourselves with World War III, we're gonna look back at this period of time, and like when you look back at old black and white videos of like the first helicopter and you know, things like that, it's just gonna seem goofy. I guess the next thing will be, how can you integrate it into the upper body, which is far more complex. At least with the hips, most of the movement is front and back. The price of this unit, once taxes were considered, I think it was about $1,000 Canadian, $900 Canadian. Which, by today's standards, isn't that bad for a one-of-a-kind product. I would say it's fairly priced. Now, factoring in the current trade war, which could end tomorrow for all we know, or it could get 10 times worse tomorrow. If you want to get one of these, go and find it somewhere on the internet. Not affiliated with the company, so I'm not posting any links for it, but it won't be hard for you to find. It is called the Hypershell. All right, guys, thanks for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Canadian Prepper out.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.